When the United States delegation marches into the opening ceremony to the Olympic Games in Sochi on Friday, one athlete representing the country in the sport of luge will be 28-year-old Matthew Mortensen of Huntington Station on Long Island. And he joins us now from Eagles, Austria, where he's training. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be speaking to you.
You've been competing in luge for half of your life, right? But this is your first Olympics, and you just missed out on qualifying 4 years ago, right?
Yeah, I've been competing actually for 16 years. So I was 12 when I joined the sport. And yeah, this is my first Olympics. The last Olympics that I tried out for in 2010, I just missed in a race-off. And it came down to the last three runs. And my teammate and I lost out on that Olympics by just a little over a tenth of a second.
It must have been hard to come that close and not quite make it. What have the last 4 years been like for you?
The last 4 years have been nothing but drive, really. Drive towards this next Olympics, make sure I'm in my peak physical and mental state, and just work on everything that we can to make sure that we got into this Olympics. Because, yeah, missing out on that last one was completely heartbreaking.
In addition to being an Olympian, you're also a sergeant in the New York Army National Guard's 1156 Engineer Company, and you train in luge as part of the Army World Class Athlete Program. What is your schedule like? How do you do that?
Well, it's actually a lot more easy than it sounds. The World Class Athlete Program is kind of an active duty component of the Army. So my duty for the World Class Athlete Program is to train and make the Olympics.
Are there parallels between competing in luge and being in the Army?
Yeah, I think for sure there's parallels. You have to be dedicated. You have to be committed. You have to have discipline. You have to have respect for everybody around you. It's pretty intense training on both sides. You know, you just have to specialize in what you're doing. In the Army, everybody's specialized. Everybody has a specific job that they have to do. And luge is the same way.
For those of us who have never had the chance to try it out ourselves, what's it like? How much control do you have? And what are you doing to improve your time on the way down?
We have a pretty good amount of control. But the thing is you want to take that control and push it to the limit. You want to have just enough control to stay in control, but you don't want to have too much so that you're slowing yourself down. On a two-man luge, there's always a top guy and a bottom guy. I'm the top guy on my sled, so coming down the track, I'd be the first body that you see on top of the sled. It's my job to make sure the sled's going in the right area. I can see what I'm doing. I can see where the sled is. I have to make sure we're lined up correctly and hitting the drives. The bottom man's job is to absorb entrances and exits and make sure that he's leaning the right and correct way so that when the sled touches onto the curve, it's not abrupt.
You grew up on Long Island, which doesn't seem to be a natural place for luge. How did you get into it?
My dad works for Verizon, and at the time, they were the main sponsor of the sport. So there had been flyers in his office, and there had been radio ads, and he asked myself and my brothers one day if we wanted to go and try this sport called the luge. Naturally, we had no idea what it was, being from Long Island. So we went out to Old Westbury College on Long Island and tried it out and ended up really falling in love with the sport.
I can only imagine that there's just a lot of nerves built into this. I mean, you're doing, first of all, an inherently very dangerous thing, and you're also doing it on the world's biggest stage. Does it matter? Do you have to control those kinds of feelings or emotions or adrenaline as you're going down an Olympic luge track?
Yeah, there can definitely be a lot of nerves when you compete. Over the years, I've had to work on it so that, you know, I was still doing the same thing I was doing in training in the races. But now it's actually pretty rare that I do feel nervous for a race.
But this is your first Olympics.
Yeah, you know, I try to think of it as not the Olympics. It's definitely the Olympics, you know, and it's the world stage. But as long as I keep it in perspective, it's something that I've been doing. We've already had races in Sochi. We've already had training in Sochi. So as long as I keep it simple, it'll feel like just another race.
Well, Matt Mortensen, thank you so much for talking with us, and good luck in Sochi.
Thank you very much.
Matt Mortensen of Huntington Station, Long Island, will represent the United States in luge in the Sochi Olympics.